This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's in the high 90s right now in Boston, as if the heat weren't enough, we've also got something else to worry about, the air.
Ozone levels have triggered air quality alerts across the southeastern portion of Massachusetts, across all of Rhode Island, and parts of Connecticut.
Nancy Seidman is Assistant Commissioner for the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. Nancy Seidman, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this air quality alert is affecting quite a bit of New England, but southern Massachusetts in particular. Why is that region of the state particularly affected today?
Because of the way the wind direction is today and because of the way pollution is coming from Massachusetts and also up from the coast as far south as Washington, D.C., the southeast, the Cape, and the islands, they're being exposed to poorer air quality than some of the rest of the state.
Can you explain that a little more? Because, I mean, we get hot weather, you know, a lot during the summer, but what is it about what's happening now regarding where the wind and heat and humidity is coming from that's making air quality so bad?
Well, the wind direction's out of the south and southwest, and if you look at a map of Massachusetts, what's south and west of us is large metropolitan areas of the Northeast Corridor. So there's a lot of people in their cars, trucks delivering goods and food, as well as power plants running to provide electricity to all the air conditioning needs in the big cities along the coast. All those activities are contributing pollution that is mixing in the atmosphere, and the chemical reactions are forming ozone that we're all being exposed to.
Well, so we've had 16, as far as I can count so far, air quality alerts this year in New England where those ozone concentrations get high. Is that higher than usual?
We're probably on about average with the 16 days where we've seen exceedances of the standard.
So what are the particular health dangers that people should be aware of?
People may feel their eyes, nose, and throat being irritated. They may feel their chest being tightened or have some difficulty breathing. This is particularly an issue for folks who have problems breathing, you know, who are asthmatic or elderly or young children. That's why we issue the alert so people know to watch their activity levels, try to be inside, you know, out of the outside.
Nancy, you know, I was reading that individuals can try and protect themselves by, as you were just saying, staying inside and out of that bad air and high ozone. But I was also reading that, you know, as we were talking about earlier, by virtue of modern society, since we're all reliant on cars and air conditioning to get us through these hot days in the summer, that there are things that maybe we can do to maybe have an impact on the overall ozone level, like driving less?
Oh, absolutely. Driving less, thinking about what temperature you're setting at your air conditioner, running your washing machine and your dishwasher at off-peak hours during the night. The peak time for the ozone will be, you know, sometime this afternoon and into early evening or later in the evening. So if you can think about changing your activity pattern, use less energy later, and for example, don't try to mow your lawn when you get home from work today, which some people may like hearing me say that.
Especially given that we're, what, pushing 100 degrees today. So,
yes.
Well, do your dishes overnight and take public transit if you can.
Absolutely.
That's Nancy Seidman. She's Assistant Commissioner at the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.